Russia is flexing its military muscle, it would appear. It is planning to send long-range bombers to patrol the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. That would bring the flights close to the U.S. Too close for comfort, some officials say.
Yeah, it's very close. It's right here. And the context here matters as well. It comes after NATO warned Russia about moving combat troops into eastern Ukraine. Tensions very, very high. I want to bring in Peter Brooks, Senior Fellow for National Security Affairs, the Heritage Foundation. And Peter, you know, Russia used to have bombers and warplanes that flew around pretty close to the U.S., but hasn't for a long, long time. This seems like a provocative move.
Sure, they're projecting power. I mean, Russia's on the roll here, whether you're talking about Ukraine or elsewhere. I mean, John, they actually have a flotilla floating off of Australia. They have ships in the South China Sea. I mean, this is a country that is bent on regaining its past military glory, and it's showing the world, especially the United States and the West and NATO, that it's back and it's ready to rumble if necessary.
Well, ready to rumble. You talk about the strategic moves it's making, and let's talk about Ukraine. We're hearing reports that Russian troops are essentially readying to breach that border again, entering Ukraine. What do you make of that? Are they planning an invasion?
Well, I think they're already there, Michaela. I mean, it just depends on the numbers. I mean, the numbers are kind of murky right now coming out of NATO. But look, the pro-Russian rebels cannot sustain themselves and continue to fight without Russian support. Now Russia is upping the ante. And I think what the situation is here is that eastern Ukraine is being held hostage until Russia gets what it wants out of the central government in Ukraine, Kiev. And Moscow doesn't get what it wants in that strategic subservience of Kiev to Russia. It's going to hold eastern Ukraine hostage and continue to destabilize it. They may annex it like they did in Crimea, or they may just keep it unstable until Kiev comes around to what Moscow wants.
Peter, can we talk about the planes again flying around near the Gulf of Mexico, these Russian bombers? I mean, I think realistically we have to agree the Russians aren't about to bomb us. That's not what's happening here.
Yes.
Nevertheless, it is a threat. I mean, we have commercial planes that fly up around there. What are the risks involved with this kind of measure?
Well, look, Russians can fly around in international airspace as long as they use prudent and safe airmanship. In other words, you have to be careful of commercial aviation, other aircraft that may be operating out of there. Don't go over national boundaries, 12 nautical miles of any coastline. I mean, we fly around the world. In fact, that's one of the things I did when I was in the Navy. Surveillance happens. But what Russia is saying here is it's symbolic. It's sending a signal. It's saying, look, we can reach out and touch you. And this is a constant reminder, though, that Moscow is halfway around the world, Washington is pretty close.